Good morning. It's my pleasure as general chairman of the meeting to introduce our session chairman this morning, a longtime member of the society, a friend of just about everybody in the room, Bob Schuttinger, formerly of St. Andrews University, Oxford, and presently in the political science department, Lynchburg College, Lynchburg, Virginia. For the edification of everyone, Bob has just published a new book entitled The Conservative Tradition in European Thought, published by Putnam within the last month or two. And my first impression, I haven't even looked at the table of contents yet, but it's 385 pages for $6.95, which is a pretty good buy in this day and age. So, but the title of this morning's session is Sexual and Social Discrimination, and I will now turn the floor over to Mr. Schuttinger.
It appears as though our first panel ought to be a good one to get us all awake, since the speakers, as you well know, are known for their liveliness and wit as well as for their scholarship in both cases. And the topic, of course, is sexual and social discrimination. And I should mention that Dr. James Wiggins will lead off the discussion, and will speak for about 20 minutes, and then be followed by Dr. Vandenhaag, and then, of course, we'll have general questions, which I imagine everyone will want to participate in, because I imagine everyone has some ideas about either sexual or social discrimination or both. Dr. Wiggins, as you all know, is a former president of the society, is the associate dean at Converse College in neighboring South Carolina, is a professor of sociology, and has written a slew of books, including Foreign Aid Reexamined, The New Argument in Economics, Scientism and Values, Central Planning and Neo-Mercantilism, which is quite a long title, and a number of others as well. And he will lead off the discussion this morning by speaking on both sexual and social discrimination, and he has a title of his own, which I think he'll start off by telling you. Dr. Wiggins.